This is the Isaiah Lee Freshman Year Experience Podcast. Right now we're going to be hearing Kevin Choi's freshman year experience so far at Cal State Long Beach as a nursing major. And he's just going to be sharing his heart about just his life so far. And here he is.
My freshman year has been quite an experience. Academic-wise, it's been a fresh new slate. Just building back my academic resume after an interesting, or rather, deplorable high school performance, academic performance. But after making important changes, it's just been a process of practice and practice of working at learning, working at performing. But I am a Christian and I believe in God and Jesus my Savior, but during this time of rebuilding my career, I've just been working at it tirelessly on my own, and I've realized I haven't been giving my life a good balance. Balance is really important, because we need to be healthy as we do whatever we do. There's no point in doing what we're gonna do when we're gonna die of whatever ailments may hit us because we couldn't keep our health up. And I feel the same way with my faith, and something I recently been just going through is I haven't been giving that enough of a priority in my life. But one thing that never fails to bring me back is the truth that God just loves me. The truth that God is always caring for me, whether or not I am just in it for Him or not. But it's a struggle. It's a process. But as I've been just working and trying to keep this balance, I'm still in the process right now. I haven't gotten through any breakthroughs of any sort, but it's been a process, and I think life's just an ongoing process. There'll never be a final breakthrough. There'll never be one breakthrough. You can just go on through breakthroughs and breakthroughs that will lead to another breakthrough, and it's always a grind. But the thing is, this grind, there's purpose to this grind. And for me, this guy is my guy. And his will. But some people don't have that. I mean, not just some people. A lot of people don't have that. And it breaks my heart just to see this wandering grind, this fruitless grind. That's something I've been trying to prevent from happening to myself. There's just some things I've been learning in my freshman experience. What an interesting experience. Overall, I feel like I have good prospects, and as long as I just keep on going, as long as I just keep on working, I think everything will pull through. And thank you.
This is the Isaiah Lee Freshman Year Experience Podcast. Right now we're going to hear from Sean Lee, who's a freshman at Biola so far, and first semester is almost winding down. He's just going to talk about his experiences, and here he is.
Hello, my name is Sean Lee. I am a freshman at Biola University. I am currently 18 years old, about to turn 19. And I'm just going to talk to you guys about my life, how freshman year of college really has turned the tables around for me, how it made me a better man as of today, especially just in the span of 2 months, 2 to 3 months of how those months really affected how I make my decisions daily. And so I just want to talk to you guys about how that first semester, it really opened doors to many opportunities. So opportunities, for example, saying meeting new friends, primarily also meeting God at a different season. First though, I would say that God definitely has blessed me enough to put me in a university with quality people and people that I can run with, also brothers and sisters that I could also run with and just share life with. And as of today, I have met those people, and meeting those people really did change my views of interacting and just going at how I'm supposed to interact with other people. And how God was really in that, and when I saw that, was I feel as if he picked this university just for me, to the point where I didn't even know it was the right university for me. And so just knowing that God was in the midst of everything, and him deciding for my life, it's been really comforting. And I am also a commuter. I am not dorming, and people say that commuting and rooming is totally a different lifestyle, but after experience first semester, I would say that there are differences, but to an extent of what they are. And so I'll give you some examples. So for example, just living at home compared to just living in a dorm, I see as myself as enjoying it more. And so I'm in a position where commuting is a comfortable position for me. And some reasons for that is also because I am a family man. I grew up with a family that is very loving, caring, and just all about family, and just family, that saying where family comes first. And I lived up to that. Even to this day, I am still learning how to do that. And it's been evident that it's been positive throughout my life, and just a lot of love been shown, shed through that. And so commuting is definitely not a burden, nor is it a negative connotation. It is primarily, I think, one of the best things that I can offer to anybody. If you can commute, if you want to have that that opportunity for you to commute, I would say go for it. But also rooming, I really can't say much because I haven't been in that position, but I hear a lot of great things about people meeting new people, and such as those positive connotations as well. But yeah, so that's my commuting life. But I also want to talk to you about the education status and how it's affecting me, and where I am at right now as of today. And so I am also a kinesiology major, which is a major for future physical therapists. And one reason why I wanted to become a physical therapist primarily was because I was a sports athletic trainer at my previous high school, Buena Park High School. And it was hands-on experience at my senior year, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed medical situations and how you can treat people medically, and just helping them out. I really enjoyed that. And it came to a point where also, like, I didn't know there was many factors and behind the scenes footage that led up to sorry, this is gonna end, but yeah.
This is the Isaiah Lee Freshman Year Experience Podcast. Today we're going to be hearing from Nicole Park, who's a freshman at UNLV, which is in Las Vegas, and she's just going to share her heart, her mind, and her experience. And here she is.
Hello. So, before entering my first year of college, a lot happened. During my senior year, my family went through a lot of financial hardships and a lot of decisions that had to be made, and it resulted in my family moving across the country to New York. And I think I didn't realize it then, but it was truly God's faithfulness in sending us there. And also in my summer, I went to a 1-month mission trip in San Telmo, Mexico. So I was just all over the world this this summer, going to a college far away from my friends wasn't the easiest for me. I think I really treasured my community in Irvine and just my church and my pastor and all those things, and I think I really wanted to replicate that when I went to college. I don't know, when I was younger, I always pictured college me studying late at the library or exploring cute cafes with friends or just trying new things and meeting like a great like group of people that I would be treasuring for the rest of my life. But it just wasn't exactly what I wanted. I wanted all those things, and I wanted to make a life for myself in Vegas, but I wasn't really sure if that's exactly where God wanted me to be. And and I still struggle with that now, just knowing my calling and what God's plan was for me, and if I'm supposed to be where I am right now. I don't know, but it's been an experience, and I'm just thankful for the blessings that you place in my life, and just the opportunities that he's provided for me. And I know that he loves me, and I know where I am right now is not by mistake, and what I'm doing, and even though it's hard, it's just important for me to be faithful where I am each day and just really seek after him. And I feel like I don't want to make a mistake, but I know that there's so much more that I have to grow in, so many more ways that I have to commit to the promises that I made to him. And whatever he calls me to do, and no matter how hard it is, I want to obey him. Even though it hurts, and even though I don't feel anything, or even though it feels like a huge sacrifice. But my first year in college is not going to be wasted by all my fears. I want to continue to be faithful in Sin City, where it feels like utterly horrible and I can't find a place, and I can't find the perfect community that I always imagined, but I want to just cling on to him and follow him wherever he leads me. Yeah, my first semester was pretty hard, but I don't regret it, and I don't hate God for where he placed me.
This is the Isaiah Lee Freshman Year Experience Podcast. Today we're going to talk to David Bay. He's just going to share his heart and his mind about his freshman year experience so far at UC San Diego. And here he is.
Hello. So my first year in San Diego was great so far. I think so many things are happening. So many things have been happening. And yeah, God blessed me with so many people who love God and with a solid group of people who love God and with the church. Yeah, who are so driven and who are very genuine and very loving. So it wasn't really hard to feel comfortable and to settle into a new environment. So that was really helpful. So I didn't really struggle with like the first years, like loneliness or anything like that. I felt at home. I felt at, and having a best friend coming with me to Jordan Lucero, that was also really helpful too. But yeah, so it was really, I guess, a good time for me to explore myself, explore my true desires, explore what I really want with no one telling me to do anything else. So I think that's where I learned the most, what I want. So I guess the summer coming before, the summer right before college, I was really struggling because I felt super purposeless because I had nothing to do. I was literally stuck home every day, doing nothing. I felt like I couldn't do anything else but to accept just watching movies, watching drama, just listening to music, and just doing nothing, literally. And I felt like I was wasting my life away, the precious time that God has given me. So I was really questioning God, like, what is this season for? What am I supposed to do right now? I really wanted to do something for God, and I was super, I guess, burning with passion after a super, I guess, healthy, super good season with God during my senior year, and also after missions during summer, during my summer right before college. So I guess I was super burning with passion to do something for God, and that was what I carried to my first year in college so far, my first quarter in college. And that's what I did. I tried to do things for God. I tried to get involved, try to lead, try to help people, try to meet new people so I can share my love, share my experience, share my testimony, share my vision for the campus, and bring hope and bring just life. Hopefully, just spreading the good news, spreading the life that Christ has offered me. So I guess I was super busy, super caught up in doing that, just doing something for God. But as I continued to do that, God graciously gave what I really desired, and I guess I was something. I became something. I was able to do something for the community that I was involved with. I gained a reputation. I guess I kind of got the image, the reputation that I kind of wanted. I was able to kind of start a small prayers and prayer meeting every Saturday. And I guess I got pretty involved with like our church's leadership. And after I got all the things I wanted, and I looked up, when I opened my eyes and saw where I was after I got what I wanted, it wasn't really a place that, oh shoot, I guess was that I really wanted, I think. And God just brought me back to the place where it's just about Him. And I think right now I'm learning what it means to just sit with Him and just loving Him and just letting that all be it. So I guess that's it for me.
This is
say.
So this is the Isaiah Lee Freshman Year Experience Podcast. Today we're going to be hearing about Paul Song, who's a freshman at UC Santa Barbara. He's going to share his heart, his mind, just the things he's experienced, all the emotions he's felt, and any type of stories he has or anything like that. So here he is.
Hi, I'm Paul. Well, what's the exact question that I should answer?
There's no exact question you should answer. It's just more of your personal experience as a freshman. Anything you want to share about?
I think freshman year is quite a time where people can find out about themselves. I mean, we're all independent and we're all in our separate ways. And I'm stuck in a room with two people, but I'm kind of used to being independent. But I feel like all my roommates, they're finding themselves out more. What they want to do and during their free time too, and coming into freshman year, I have to find new friends and I have to leave my old friends. But that I think is one of the hardest part about freshman year, where I have to try to find a new friend group. Right now, I have like a pretty good like friend that's a girl group, but I'm trying to find a guy group, which is harder right now because I've had a really solid guy group back in Irvine. And trying to find something like that or something in that tier or that level is something that seems pretty hard for me. And the classes so far, I mean, are not that hard. Coming from Irvine, I think I have a head start, but I should be studying more, and that's just a habit that I have to get into. And the social life at UCSB, I have to say, is pretty lively. I mean, on Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, there's parties just 5-minute, 10-minute walking distance from campus or where I live. So, I mean, I go out pretty often. I don't go out that often anymore, but I used to. There's a lot of organizations, clubs that host parties. Almost every club hosts parties. So I think that's one of the reasons that a lot of UCSB students go to parties. Like, I'm part of VSA, which is Vietnamese Student Association, and they tend to host parties as well, so I just go to those and socialize and try to meet more people. What else can I say?
So I know for many freshmen, it's a sort of stressful at times, joyful at times, an emotional up and down type of roller coaster. What are some ups that you've experienced, and what are some downs you've experienced? You can just elaborate on those type of things.
Well, on the downs, I only can think of midterms where I have to cram everything. I'm not really a consistent worker, so I tend to cram everything right before the midterm and try to get everything done before it's due. And for my ups, I think overall just college itself is an up. I get to socialize. I literally live with my friends now, and that's something a lot different than in Irvine and or at my home. So I think that's the biggest up. I can go over to anyone's room, a 10-step walk, and there's friends there I can socialize or study with. I don't really have an emotional roller coaster. I get sometimes, I guess I miss my parents sometimes, but I call them occasionally and I, say, oh, I'm doing well, And for class environment, I think difference between high school and college is classrooms are a lot bigger. There's 300 people in my lecture, but 30 people in my TA or sections. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest difference. I have to force myself to pay attention to the lecture and the professor. But in TAs, it's very not even distracting. A lot of the teachers are foreign exchange students who are getting their MBA, or not foreign exchange, but international students who are getting their MBA. So it's even hard for us to communicate to them sometimes. Other than that, I see that in college, a lot of people are in the library. Library is on campus, so I feel it's more accessible. But the dining common food is hard to adjust to. I don't really like the food there. So I've been losing weight, not freshman 15, but freshman -5, I hope. Well, it was nice knowing you guys. I'll see you later, alligator.
Okay, so this is the Isaiah Lee Freshman Year Experience Podcast. Today we're going to be hearing Shion Kim's freshman year experience. He's a student art major at Irvine Valley College, and this is his heart, his mind, this is his ideas and feelings and everything he's experienced so far.
All right. Hello, guys. Shion Kim. I'm Isaiah's close friend, and then I've never really done a podcast before, but he said just talk for 5 minutes, so I'll like start. So basically, I wasn't really a great student. Like, I was a great student to the teachers, but not academically, because I don't know, I feel like it's two different things. You could be a good person, but how you act could be very different. So I don't know, during high school year, my habits weren't that great. I just did minimal, you know, like the minimal to just pass. And I think that was a very bad mindset. Cause like, if you want to succeed, you gotta keep wanting to learn. But I don't know, this high school like rules and the system really like made me like pressed and stuff. Like, I didn't really like it, cause everyone around me, I went to University High, one of the really great high schools, very academically superior, I guess. I don't even know, but I started off in a good track. Like, I was in all honors and stuff, but I kind of like let go of it because it wasn't my kind of thing. And then through like all those 4 years of high school, it was just, I don't know, just trying to just get over it. And when I hit freshman, I had this thing of a fresh start and everything, but actions are a lot more different than words. I realized is that I say all these things, but when I went to IVC when transferring, because I didn't apply anywhere, I didn't do ACT because I wasn't really like interested, or like, I don't know, like all the colleges, the experience never really like pulled me or lured me in. So I just went the IVC path, and I don't know, like the IVC environment is very depressed. Like, everyone's antisocial. Like, for me, I'm really like outgoing guy, I want to meet more people, but people over there is like, they feel like just zombies trying to transfer. So it's really like it had an impact on me. For me, I do art, so I have two art classes, one English, and I'm just, it's not something to be proud of, but I've been missing a lot of school because I don't know, I had this moment where I would just sleep my worries away, or like just like sleep for the better. And then thankfully my professors were very understanding, and I didn't go into too wild. It was just very, I felt very deserted, I felt very lost and stuff. But I don't know, what I realized like recently, very recently, like me and my sister started like doing art together, like painting on clothes, designing and stuff. So I feel like I'm kind of coming out of the pit of like doubt and then like stuff. So I'm happy I'm out, but during that time it was very like dark, I didn't see any path. But I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people like me there. So I just like a tip would be like, I don't know, just keep practicing, keep trying, because I don't know, like nothing in this world is infinite. Nothing's like infinite except him, you know. So like no matter how much you try, like it'll eventually pay off, you know. So just keep doing your thing. And what I realized is that there's not only one way to like succeed in a sense, because you could do whatever you want. Like, I feel like for me, what really changed my like perspective was I'd rather be doing something that I love for a very long time and not hit success for a long time than do something I hate, hit success, and then keep doing the stuff I hate just for the fun of it, or just for the sake of it. And I don't know, everyone in Irvine wants to be like high role people, and then it really puts down a lot of like artistic and creative minds out there. So if you're one of those minds out there, very creative, want to like unique, want to hit the different path, just go for it, because there won't be a lot of people in that path, but when you find that person, it will be very like relief, you know, and you can just both work together and go there. And for me, it was like my sister and my friends. So I don't know, I just want to tell, for one thing that I learned first year was school isn't my thing, but what I realized is that just keep doing your thing, you know, just try to find your thing, yourself first, because if you want to do so many things, you get exhausted and stuff. Just prioritize, that's one big thing. Sleeping schedule is important, mine's very whack, but yeah, it's just your first year, so I've got 3 more years to go, we're still young. So yeah, catch me next time on Isaiah's podcast number 2. It was Shion Kim, and signing out. Christmas.
freshman year.
Okay, so this is the Isaiah Lee Freshman Year Experience Podcast, and today we're going to talk about Jordan Lucero's experience as a structural engineering major at UC San Diego. So this is him just talking about his experience.
Really? I just want to say thank you for having me on this podcast. So, I mean, do you want to hear mostly about, like, academics or experience, social, physical?
You can just talk about, you can just share your heart, share your thoughts, your mind, just whatever you feel was pressing on you overall in general. Whatever affects you as a being, I guess.
Interesting. Okay, I'm gonna get serious though. Is that okay?
That's great.
I feel like my first few weeks in college, you really got a sense of how big the world can be, I guess, when you see all these different types of people that you're just suddenly meeting that are also different, who are living life in their own way, and every person seems like they're living their life the right way. So you really see how expansive and how colorful and how many possibilities there are in the world. And I think for me that was kind of difficult to cope with, because I'm somebody, I guess, who is open-minded, and for me I was just exploring each world, and it felt like I was kind of lost in all the different worlds, if that makes sense. Just kind of like yeah, it's hard to find a center for me, because I felt like everything was spreading out in every single direction possible, just like being exposed to a whole new world like that. But I guess those things just kind of take time though, because obviously you'll find out that not every path works. You know, just because everyone's choosing to like live their life in a certain way doesn't mean each way is the best way. And I think I learned that eventually. At first I was like, wow, everyone is living their life their own way, and each one is probably right in their own way. But I guess over time, just you refine that center, I guess. You refine what's important, what you should prioritize, what's valuable. And yeah, it just takes time. For me, it took time to adjust. 2 minutes. Oh. So I guess that was my first impression college, first year experience.
Oh shoot.
Another experience was, I guess, finding how my relationship is with other people as a Christian. I feel like just throughout high school, it was easy to kind of shelter yourself, kind of surround yourself with people who thought the same way as you and lived the same way as you. And I feel like in college, something I'm learning is meeting other people who are different and actually meeting them, not just, you know, passively telling them to be a Christian, but kind of really meeting people in their actual lives. And, you know, even though they're so different, people are so different and they live differently and they think differently, just kind of being open to just honestly converse or just talk to or form relationships with other people. That was interesting, because it really tests you in a way where you're trying to find that line of being tolerant but not conforming. So that is still something that I feel like you'll always have to go through. But I think one thing that I learned is not putting people off or turning people off or shutting people out just because I can notice that they're different. I think I've had to learn how to be more patient in that respect. 10 seconds? Yeah. Can I go above? Oh, just kidding. Okay, bye. 5 seconds. First year experience takes time, for sure.
So that was Jordan Lucero's UCS. So this is the Isaiah Lee Freshman Experience Podcast, and we're going to hear from Janae Lee, who is going to talk about her experience at UCSB. And here she is.
Hi, so my name is Janae, and I currently am a student at UC Santa Barbara. I live on campus with two roommates. I found these two roommates through Facebook. We found each other online, and we decided to room together, and it's been a huge blessing because we actually get along really well, and they're my closest friends that I've made at school. I'm involved in two different Christian organization clubs on campus, one called EPIC and one called KCM. I really enjoy being in both. EPIC is a lot bigger than KCM, and it's harder for me to get closer to these people, but they're all really nice, and I'm having a good time meeting new people through EPIC. And KCM was a lot easier for me to get plugged in faster, just because I think it was really small and there are people in there that I clicked really with really easily. And yeah, I've been having a good time. But something I've noticed recently is that my new friends that I'm closest to are all third or fourth years, and it's gonna be sad to see them leave so soon because I just got to meet them. But I'm hoping that I can become even closer to the second years or the first years or even the first years of next year. Classes here are pretty okay. They're not too bad, but I realized everything is all independent. I have to take initiative over my own studies. Yes. And everything is just, you have to do it on your own. Like, professors, they don't even know you, they don't care about you. And so I've been learning to adjust to all the new independence. You really honestly just have to take initiative over everything. Like, you have to make a bunch of choices because your parents aren't there for you, and you can't just rely on your friends. You have to choose whether you want to do the extra reading. You have to choose if you want to do the optional practice. You have to choose to go to lecture or not. And lectures are actually pretty interesting because the classes I'm taking are anthro, Greek mythology, and writing. I like all my professors. I like all my teachers. The workload is a little bit more than high school, but it's not a huge jump. It's not like a huge difference compared to high school, so I'm still having a hard time, but not that bad of a hard time.
So I'm sure freshman year is an emotional time for everyone. There's a lot of ups and downs. What are some of the downs that are really hindering you during your first semester at Santa Barbara so far?
Well, I mean, like for everyone else, I think homesickness is a big thing. Just like adjusting to all the new people, just trying to find a new group of people to just like share your life with and to walk with. And that's just been a huge struggle because a lot of times I just want to go back home and go back to my old life. And also just academically wise, like senior year was such a joke. And so transitioning to college and making sure my grades are doing great is kind of hard. But other than that, college, or like my first year in college, is not too horrible. Like, I don't hate it. I actually enjoy it. And that's about it.
Okay, thanks so much, Danae, for sharing your freshman year experience. This is the Isaiah Lee Freshman Year Podcast. Thank you. Okay, so this is the Isaiah Lee Freshman Year Experience Podcast, and today we're going to be listening or hearing from Sanha Yoon from his experience so far at West Point as a freshman. And for those of you who don't know what West Point is, it is the United States Military Academy, very prestigious institution, and here he is.
All right, thank you, Isaiah. For me, my freshman year has exceeded my expectations on what it would be like. Entering in, I did not know much about what to expect, but each day is just packed with a lot of things to do. We're required to wake up around 6 o'clock, and there are morning formations where we're required to eat breakfast, and throughout the day we take classes, and at lunchtime we're required to eat lunch around 11:55 as well. And just a structured lifestyle I expected, but I did not expect it to be that on point and so strict. But I think just going through the daily routines, I'm learning to build character and discipline and bring just structure in my daily life. And it's been really rewarding to see my peers go through the same things as me and just being there to encourage each other as teammates, all serving our country and serving God together. And it's truly been an honor and a privilege to even attend this academy. And freshman year has definitely been rough for first few months, but after a while, I definitely got used to it. But meeting new people, integrating myself in a community, and I think just having a community itself is very important. Just having a sense of belonging and identity that you could really be part of, I think it's really important. And just finding that community has really meant worlds to me. And well, the food there is very not good, but I think after a while you just get used to it. You just realize how much you've taken for granted before you went to college. So living by yourself is pretty rough too, and you miss your mom's food and just your old friends back home. But at the end of the day, I think you just come back to your relationship with God and how much you've relied on Him to get you through the ups and downs of life. There's a lot of emphasis on teamwork as well, where upperclassmen help underclassmen, and underclassmen execute their duties to the best of their abilities as well. And everyone wants to succeed there, so there's a lot of motivation going on. And of course, there's, you know, the discipline factor, where if you are in error, then you would, you know, face consequences, respectively. And overall, freshman year has taught me a lot about myself, about people.
2 more minutes.
Just around me, and just society as a whole. And I think that I can just look forward to the next 4 years. And the 5 years of active duty I'm required to serve afterwards, after graduation as well. And thankfully, you know, I always have friends back home who are supporting me and praying for me. And, you know, I have friends there as well who are always, you know, encouraging me as well. So I hope that throughout this, even this coming year, that I'll continue to grow as a person in character, and really build life-lasting relationships with others, and just continue to study hard and train hard to serve my country to the best of my abilities. I really hope that all that I do will have a reward at the end of the day, and that I will never lose sight of my, I guess, purpose in life and in just general.
That was Sanha Yoon, freshman experience, West Point. Yeah. So this is the Isaiah Lee Freshman Experience Podcast, and this is Timothy Kim just sharing about his life at UCLA as a first year.
Okay. So hi. So my freshman year has been a lot of ups and downs. It's been extremely hard academically, and as expected, it's just hard because it's a transition to like a new stage in life, because you're transitioning to a new environment, new people. But I'm really thankful that I have a solid community from my church. They really helped me. They really just God fearing and God loving people, and they just really helped me with all my struggles freshman year. I also enjoy just being able to stop by home once in a while, because LA is not too far from Orange County, and I could just and once I'm home, I know I have all the help I need. I could, if I need any help, and I'm really, I am so excited. I'm still looking forward and optimistic, because I know that there's so much more in store for me. And in my college years, I know this is going to be the years where I'm really become who I'm made to be. And that's my freshman year. That's my freshman year so far, first quarter. I'm really excited just for everything that that's to come. And I'm still not sure what I want to do, but hopefully, a lot of it is just come from God. So I just trust that he will make my path straight. And yeah, do you have any other questions, Isaiah?
So you said there are a lot of ups and downs. Yeah. What is one of your most affecting down in your life you can talk about that has been at during your freshman year?
Okay. A lot of my downs has been academically, like not just like, I'm not talking about just academically or not doing well. It's just been a lot of struggle because, down. It's just been hard. It's just been hard academically. Yeah. So that's one down. Yeah.
So I know freshman year for many people can be an extremely emotional time, whether it be through socializing academically or just getting used to an independent life. So you said academics was one part of a down where it was giving you a lot of pressure. How do you think it has been socially for you to adjusting at UCLA?
Socially, I've been super blessed because I've had a community from my church. They're honestly one of the biggest blessings. So socially, I've been fine. I haven't made that many new friends my grade. I only really made church friends, but I've been really consumed by my academics. So it really puts the social life to a pale comparison. It really has been pushed down a notch in my priority list. But because I still have a community that I'm super close to, and they're my closest friends, I'm thankful that I still am able to have people in my life.
Okay, so that was a lot of you talking about your down, which I was grateful to hear about. What are some of the ups that you've experienced your first semester so far?
Ups that I've experienced are the blessings that God has just really, I can see that he has purposely placed in my life. He has given me a new church that's just really awesome. And through this church that he has just really given me people, role models to look up to, and just really new opportunities and a new season in my life where just more blessings can come. And this church can really push me spiritually, push me to grow more, and yeah, I really love my church, and just the community is just super awesome. And bio is also really awesome too. Go